What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. Well, I know I sure am, and Ryan Castle sure is, and Steve Migs sure is, because we made it to Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
All right, here we go. Ryan's in here just to jump.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Good to jump on a Friday, doesn't it, Castle?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the rest of the day off.
I was gonna say, you just did Hood to Coast. What are you doing jumping?
I feel fine.
Oh, yeah, sure.
My cardio's in great shape.
Let's check in with our contestant. We have Hallie from Marysville. Hallie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hallie is ready to rock, Steve, so you better get out of here now.
Steve. Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Hallie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Some animals spend the winter in a sleep-like state called what?
Hibernation.
Yes. Carl Winslow was the dad on what 90s sitcom? You want to pass?
Yeah.
How many seasons was Pete Carroll with the Seahawks?
6?
No.
7?
No.
8?
No. Which New England state's flag features an anchor surrounded by 13 stars?
Pass.
What technology company bought Beats from Dr. Dre in 2014?
MGM?
No. Featured a jock, a rebel, a princess, a brain, and an outcast.
The Outsider?
No. Oh, we got one.
Geez, I suck.
That's all right, Hallie. It's Friday. People are gearing up for a 3-day weekend. Sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't.
I get them all right when I'm not playing.
That's right. Well, Steve Migs is back in the house, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's ready. Are you, Steve? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! some animals spend the winter in a sleep-like state called what?
Hibernation.
Correct. Carl Winslow was the dad on what 90s sitcom?
Excuse me?
Carl Winslow was the dad
on... Family Matters.
Yes. How many seasons was Pete Carroll with the Seahawks?
Oh, crap. Was it 11?
No.
12?
No.
10?
No. Which New England...
13?
No. Which New England state's flag features an anchor surrounded by 13 stars?
Boston?
No.
Oh, Massachusetts?
No.
New Hampshire?
No. What technology company bought Beats from Dr. Dre in 2014?
Sony?
No.
Oh. I don't know. Pass.
What 1985 movie featured a jock, a rebel, a princess, a brain, and an outcast?
Breakfast Club.
Yes. In what decade did the space race begin between the U.S. and the Soviet Union?
What decade? The 80s?
No.
70s?
No.
60s?
No. What is the heaviest bone in the human body?
Chest bone?
No.
The clavicle?
No.
The skull?
No. What is the largest island in the Caribbean?
Andes?
No.
Bermuda?
No. Steve?
Jamaica?
You got three correct.
Kokomo?
Which is a win.
What?
3-1.
Let's go.
Sorry, Hallie.
It's okay.
Next time.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Man.
Pete Carroll was with the Seahawks for 14 seasons.
14.
New England state flag with an anchor and 13 stars is Rhode Island. Apple bought Beats for Dr. Dre in 2014. The U.S. and the Soviet Union entered into the space race in the 50s. The heaviest bone in the human body is the femur.
There's a lot of questions we got. I was going to guess femur, and then I went down a stupid road.
And then the largest island in the Caribbean is Cuba.
Sheesh. Oh, did she say a dirty word?
She did. I was shocked.
What word did she say?
The SH word.
Oh, boy.
She did. She was disappointed.
Naughty girl.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have Bike MS coming up next weekend, Rockaholics. I'm captaining the KISW team, and I'm trying to raise as much money as possible. And right now, I'm getting smoked by Dick.
I hate Dick.
He's raised like $3,000 more than me. So if you can spare a couple bucks, head over to KISW.com and make a donation. Many of us have a three-day weekend coming up, and that means downtime. And what do a lot of us do with our downtime? We binge shows and watch new programs and things of that nature, Steve.
And I'm curious for you. What have you been watching?
I have been watching A Deadly American Marriage on Netflix.
It's one of the bloodiest crime scenes I've seen in a long time.
Things were not great. There were times when I thought that I'm going to die.
But are they the victims or is he the victim? The kids were in bed asleep when this occurred.
They had lost their father.
Did you ever see him hit her?
Molly made me die.
I never saw my dad ever lay hands on Molly.
My dad is a really amazing person.
What really happened?
Who is the victim here?
I'm very confused because at first it seemed like it was something about a guy being awful to his wife, but it doesn't sound like that's how it is.
That is the picture that the wife and her dad were trying to paint. They ended up calling 911 because they said that she had been in a fight with her husband.
Okay.
And that the dad came
and they
in.
Have two kids?
Two kids.
Okay.
That her father came in to help, ward off self-defense against this husband. And the husband ends up dead by the hands of the wife and her father. Well, you really quickly, just even in the photos that you're seeing, you're like, this is clearly not a self-defense situation. So it's pretty brutal. It's pretty gnarly. And they took down the husband.
So it's a good lighthearted documentary to watch.
Yeah, if you really want to feel good right before bed, highly recommend watching it.
It's a little too intense for my guy.
I have been watching a lot of true crime and listening to a lot of true crime podcasts lately.
Is Brad worried?
He's very worried.
I would be too.
Okay, Steve, what are you watching?
I am watching something very strange, but it's called the most insane Major League Baseball clubhouse of all time. The 1984 San Diego Padres.
There is a baseball team that I've always wanted to write a book about. And that team is the 1984 San Diego Padres. And the 1984 San Diego Padres didn't win the World Series. They lost to the Detroit Tigers. They don't go down as one of the greatest teams of all time. But that team, in that moment, in that city, with those drugs, is, for my money, the most fun, enjoyable, weird, wacky cast of characters baseball's ever seen.
So you may be wondering, like, why am I watching this on YouTube? And it's on it's part of the Press Box Chronicles with Jeff Perlman. It showed up on my algorithm because I grew up a Padres fan because of this team. So I became a Padres fan mainly because of Steve Garvey, who was a player for the Dodgers. He got traded to the Padres. I liked him because his name was Steve and he was a good baseball player. So I was obsessed with this team. I was 10 years old, did not realize all the crazy stuff that was going on behind the scenes with this team. And this little 10, 12 minute documentary podcast that this guy put together with footage from that season is just bonkers.
So at what point in your life did you realize what was going on behind the scenes then?
When I watched this episode. Like, I just forgot about me. Like, growing up, I think everyone has that one team. I bet a lot of kids nowadays that are adults are like the 2013 Seahawks or sure. the 1995 Mariners. For me, it was the 84 Padres. They didn't win the World Series, but they went to the World Series. And he even described how the team was behind the scenes.
Padres' first baseman was Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey came over from the Dodgers. He was a borderline Hall of Famer. He was f***ing every woman imaginable, but he was known as Captain America. He was known as Mr. Clean, and he comes to San Diego, and he plays every game. He's a good-looking guy, and he's statuesque, and he always says, aw, shucks, and ma'am, and he's known as Captain America. And again, behind the scenes, he's having sex with everybody, but nobody knows it. At third base, the Padres have Greg Nettles. Now, interestingly, Greg Nettles is playing third base. Steve Garvey is playing first base. The two guys used to be rivals, Dodgers, Yankees. Greg Nettles hates Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey hates Greg Nettles. Meanwhile, Alan Wiggins, the second baseman, hates Steve Garvey, hates Greg Nettles, gets along with Gary Templeton. Gary Templeton, the shortstop, doesn't get along with Greg Nettles, gets along okay with Steve Garvey.
But somehow this ragtag team of players that hate each other started bonding, and then they got into a fight with the Atlanta Braves where, like, fans got involved. They call it, like, one of the worst baseball brawls of all time, to the point where, like, managers are being kicked out, backup managers are being kicked out, backup to the backup managers are being kicked out. But then, speaking of the manager did have a local tie to the Pacific Northwest, and it's Dick Williams, because after being the manager for the Padres, at some point, he became the manager of the Mariners. But this was part of this docuseries.
Dick Williams didn't manage much longer at San Diego, went to Seattle, had a bad experience, and later on had this really sad moment where he was wandering around naked outside a hotel. Like, that sounds funny, but it's actually sad. Like, all these things happened.
So I checked. I'm like, what was that about? Apparently, he got in trouble for walking around naked, enjoying himself.
What?
He denied that ever happened, but that was the story.
I don't want to check this out just for the sheer drama.
Players, after the fact, died. I mean, but as a kid, when I was like 10 years old, they were like these, like, they were just baseball stars. I didn't realize this team was this flawed, which makes me love them even more.
Go Padres.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, Guar tickets are in your future. Yes. They're coming to Showbox Soto on October 27th with Helmet. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week it's a fun one. We are playing for tickets to see Gwar with special guests Helmet, and they're coming to Showbox Soto together on October 27th.
Yes.
Say hello to our contestant this morning. It is Rob from Seattle. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Now, Danny is off and doing a weekend thing, so it's going to be you and me.
That sounds very suspicious. He's doing a weekend thing. Don't watch the local news.
So, Rob, it's going to be you and me together this fine morning. And, Rob, are you ready for your clip?
Let's go.
All right, here we are.
Oh, it's clearly Smashing Pumpkins. I don't know if I know the song title.
All right, so do you want me to give you a hint?
Yes, please. I know it's Rat in a Cage, but I don't think that's the
that's not the, that should be the name of the song, though.
So in the song title, it features a beautiful flying creature, like a monarch.
Yeah, a butterfly.
Okay. And what does it use to fly?
Wings.
Okay. And then the first word is what you would put in a gun.
Bullet.
And then there's a word that comes after that before the insect.
Bullet. Okay, so bullet and butterfly are the...
We're getting there. Man, if only they would have named the song Rat in the Cage, we'd already be moving on to our next song.
Like,
oh, man, I cannot miss these Gwar tickets either.
Okay,
when
so
you're
runs,
along. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you go ahead, Steve.
When you're alongside next to somebody, you are.
Like, kind of like another word for together.
Even, parallel. Oh,
like
on.
Together. It rhymes with fifth.
Say that again. Rhymes with what?
Rhymes with fifth.
With?
Yes.
Okay.
Now say it all.
Bullet with butterfly wings?
Yeah!
No!
It's a dumb name for a song.
Right, Rat Cage.
It's a very dumb name for the song when... If you would have said Rat in a Cage,
everybody would know what song you were talking about, you know?
It's like the guys in Harvey Danger Day. I think they kicked themselves for not naming their song I'm Not Sick, But I'm Not Well, because that's what everyone knew the song for. No one knew it as Flagpole Sitter.
No!
And for that band, I mean, Smashing Pumpkins, they were doing fine with record sales, but when you're a one, quote-unquote, one-hit wonder, it makes it a lot harder for you to find the song if you don't have the song title in the chorus. Yeah.
All right, Rob, we got through one.
All right,
barely. Steve Miggs, I'm ready for my clip.
All right, good luck to you, dog.
Okay, I'm going to hear that again.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Would you like to hear it one more time?
Yes. Is that Dave Grohl singing?
It's not Dave Grohl.
Oh, Lord.
I could give you a hint.
I need a hint.
They are playing not the Washington State Fair tonight.
Oh, I know it. It's Stone Temple Pilots, Vaseline. Rob, we are so good at that game.
Nice.
Congratulations, Rob. We're sending you to see Gwar on October 27th.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great song. Are you going to go see them?
Tonight?
Yeah.
No!
God, I give up.
All morning long, we have received some texts and calls that we weren't able to get to at the time. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it is brought to you by the 2025 Washington State Fair Summer Concert Series. So,
which starts up today.
I know, it's so exciting. I can't believe how quickly it arrived. So do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you feel like discussing with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Earlier, Steve Miggs, you were talking about the baseball documentary you've been watching on YouTube.
About the San Diego Padres, and mainly I like it because it's about the 1984 Padres, which featured Steve Garvey. He's my all-time favorite baseball player. I like them because his name is Steve. So that was the kids, we pick weird reasons for falling in love with players and teams. That's the reason why I love the Seahawks, Steve Largent. I was just very narcissistic.
Very really into the Steves.
Right. So I'm watching this documentary, and when they were talking about Steve Garvey, we learned a little bit more about what seemed to be a very wholesome, goody-two-shoes guy in the eye of the public.
Padres first baseman was Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey came over from the Dodgers. He was a borderline Hall of Famer. He was f***ing every woman imaginable, but he was known as Captain America. He was known as Mr. Clean, and he comes to San Diego, and he plays every game, and he's a good-looking guy, and he's statuesque, and he always says, aw, shucks, and ma'am, and he's known as Captain America. And again, behind the scenes, he's having sex with everybody, but nobody knows it.
You can have both. You can be a nice guy and then have sex with everybody behind the scenes.
Our friend Old Man Kenny in Gig Harbor would like to continue the Steve Garvey conversation. Old Man Kenny, what is on your mind?
Mr. Consistency.
Long time no talk, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Megs, you brought up Steve Garvey and a teammate of his, Ron Say. When I was 12, I used to bowl at Fort Lewis McChord. And if you took a left off the exit, you went to Fort Lewis McChord. But if you took a right, there was Say's Union Auto. It was his dad's gas station. And
really?
Ron Say was out. Yeah, his dad, Ron Say, was out there one Saturday morning when we went to go bowling. We got, me and the kid, got our cards autographed, got a picture autographed with him. And actually, Ron Say played at Mount Tahoma High School here in Tacoma. He was a three-sport athlete. And also, Tommy John played on that team. And Tommy John, you've heard of pitchers going surgery, Tommy John surgery, IR. It was named after old Tommy John.
That's crazy.
I've loved the Dodgers since I was 12.
Dude, that just triggered so many memories about Ron Say. He was their third baseman, if I remember correctly. That Davey Lopez was on second base.
Yes, he was. That was on it, brother.
Bro, that was such a fun time for baseball. Granted, that's when I was a kid, so that's why it was fun. But I remember collecting the baseball cards and being obsessed with all these players. And then the older we get, the more we realize those players were very flawed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Oh, someone said, did I hear that Barrett's turning 6 this weekend? Where is the time gone? What do you have planned for Barrett's birthday?
Well, shout out to Jumpin' Joey's. They're bringing a bouncy house up to our house this weekend. I think it actually gets delivered today, we get to keep it through the entire weekend.
Okay. So last week when we were talking about going to the Creed concert, we were fortunate enough to take a party bus, which was supplied by Jacob, who also not only does he have party buses, but he also owns Jumpin' Joey's, which is like they have a fleet of bounce houses.
Like over 100 options.
It's insane. Like if you go on their Instagram, just look up Jumpin' Joey's, you'll see like of all varieties, of all sizes, ones that involve water. It's insane. And so you ended up...
Yes, we narrowed it down to 3. And then I was just panicking. Which one do I choose? Which one do I choose?
Did you get the one with water?
This one does not have water, but I think it might rain this weekend, so we might get that anyway.
So you'll have water.
Yeah. But it has slides on one side. It has a bounce house on the back with a basketball hoop in there. You know I'm going to be dunking on that thing, Steve. I'm so excited.
So wait, is this more for Barrett or is this for Mom?
It might be a little bit for Mom. But we picked out an awesome cake. I got some decorations. We're picking up some balloons tomorrow, doing the big Costco run. And he's got some of his little buddies coming over to party. So we're pretty excited about it.
That is so awesome.
You know what's wild, though? It was 6 years ago today that I went in to be induced. Thinking Barrett's birthday will be on August 29th. Like, this is the day I go in to have this baby. No, he hung out for 2 more days.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and then we had to evict him.
Yeah, Tatum was supposed to be, I think, December 6th or something like that. It ended up being a week later on December 13th.
Oh, my gosh, brutal.
Oh, we did get one voice message I wanted to hit on because it's a little timely.
Bumper shoots this weekend, Steve. Are you wrestling? We're going on Saturday to go see Weezer. Be awesome to see you there.
Weezer is playing at Bumbershoot tomorrow.
Doing the Blue Album.
Unfortunately, I'm not wrestling that day. I'm bummed that I'm going to miss out on seeing Weezer. But SOS Wrestling will be happening at Bumbershoot on Saturday, but also Sunday. I'll be there on Sunday at Bumbershoot doing the wrestling thing, which will be a lot of fun. So if you're going to Bumbershoot, be sure to say hi. But on Saturday, I'm defending my Oblivion Pro Wrestling Championship in Lacey, Washington. Go to Oblivion Pro Wrestling. Just look it up. You can find out information. It's always a great time. It's at the fairgrounds, at their little indoor little facility over at the fairgrounds, and it's going to be a blast.
If you've never seen Steve in tights before, this is a great weekend to check it out.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, my son Barrett was trying to get himself a new pet in a very, very odd way. We're going to tell you what he was doing at 9:50. Last night, my son was attempting to bring a new pet into our home.
Oh, good. So he takes after mom.
He totally does. He loves animals, and this is how it went down.
Barrett.
What?
Are we on a mission right now?
Yeah.
What's the mission?
To catch a bird.
To catch a bird? How are we going to catch a bird?
With a bird trap.
A bird trap? What does a bird trap look like?
Shotgun. I'm kidding. That'd be terrible.
Then with a stick holding it up and a string and you pull it and the stick comes down.
Wait a second. Where did he learn this?
I mean, you never did that when you were a kid? You pop up a box?
Of course.
Well, I taught him how to do it.
Okay, I didn't know if maybe you saw like on a cartoon or something like that. Because I was like, that's such a random thing for you to pick up on. That's awesome.
And then the box gets trapped on top of the bird.
And then what are we going to do with the bird?
I'm going to have it as a pet.
A pet?
I swore he was going to say I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, so then we can have three pets.
Three pets? Well, we already have a bunch of chickens. We already have a bunch of birds. And we have a cat.
Well, I want one more pet.
You want a bird?
Yeah.
Would you rather have a bird or a snake?
A bird. Because then I can have a pet that flies. Oh. Hey, Mom, I see one over there.
That's called a Stellar's Jay.
How do you know that?
Because I'm a bird nerd.
Oh, is it because of that app?
No, Stellar's Jay. They kind of. It looks like people sometimes think they're blue jays, but it kind of looks like a cardinal, but blue.
Okay, I thought that was just a brand of weed that you could get at the dispensary, the Stellar Jay.
And I think that the bin that you have is a little bit too small for a bird that big. I don't think we're going to catch that one. But yeah. Maybe one of these little tiny birds, a finch or a nuthatch. What do you want? Do you want a finch or a nuthatch?
Such a strange conversation. I never have these conversations with my kid, whether or not she wants a nuthatch or a finch.
A finch.
All right. Good luck.
Nice.
Spoiler alert, we did not catch any birds last night.
Shocking.
The Daily Mix Show.
I am so excited for next weekend. It's Bike MS and the KISW team. I think we are like 15 strong right now, Steve Miggs. But our top fundraiser Dick. Is currently not me. It's Dick. Of course it's Dick.
How far back are you from him?
Like $3,000.
Boy, you have a lot
of
money.
Yeah, I guess, and Ryan's to blame. He helped him with his fundraiser. Well, so
Ryan's always there
Ryan
to help
Hassel.
Out Dick.
So if anyone wants to help out me and not Dick, you can go to KISW.com and make a donation.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
Party one.
The DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's in here wearing, I'll just call it your party hat, your captain's hat.
Yeah, I'm the captain of the party.
You do look like the captain of the party right
now.
Can
you say, oh, captain, my captain?
Oh, captain, my captain.
Yeah.
It's the Sweet Mariners captain. They're taking on the Cleveland Guardians tonight. So
let's
hopefully
go.
Mariners continue to win. Also, the DMB is brought to you by Palace Law, but also the Seahawks. Yesterday, they were talking about how they finalized their offensive line, all that good stuff, but they also unveiled their new rivalries jersey. Did you check them out?
I did. They are certainly a thing.
They are certainly. They are,
people are talking.
They are jerseys.
A lot of people are not too happy with it, but let's check with head coach Mike McDonald, because during his press conference, one of the reporters asked him, what does he think about the new jerseys? And he had this to say.
Look, if you're asking me for fashion advice, you're asking the wrong guy.
Which I feel like is him saying he didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. Also, I feel like Mike McDonald is slowly becoming more and more like a young Bill Belichick when it comes to working with the media, because he just doesn't really give enough.
Yeah.
He just answers things however he wants, because somebody asked him about how does he feel about the Seahawks and how they stack up to their rivals in the NFC West, and here's his response.
Bro, I really don't care. I don't care. I just care where we're at. It's not trying to be a chotch.
Chotch.
But just don't care.
Now, Taryn, what is a chotch?
I Urban Dictionaried it. And it said it's like worse than being a douche.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bro, I really don't care.
Like more irritating than a douche is what it said.
I thought it was somewhere near the gooch.
I don't care.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I love him. I'm not trying to be a chotch.
More than 100 small dogs were rescued from a single home in Auburn, and it was this one of the city's largest ever animal rescues.
We should check with Coach McDonald and what he thinks about this.
Bro, I really don't care.
All right.
Well, I care about the animals.
Originally, when they got the call, they were expecting about a dozen dogs, but they ended up finding 103.
Wow.
So many of those dogs are now in the care of the Auburn Valley Humane Society. So if you're looking to adopt a new forever fur baby for your home, this is a great opportunity to bring one of those
home. The person
home.
Who owned the house, Cruella DeVille.
Gosh, right? This is nuts. Also, starting off today, the Washington State Fair in Puyallup. It all begins. It's the 125th year.
Bro, I really don't care. Wow.
Well, I do, and so does my daughter.
It's kids, in your hood.
Kids get in free today, so if you want to get your kid in and save a couple dollars, today would be the day to do it. Also, if you show up between 10:30 and 12:30 with a can of a non-perishable food, you'll be able to get in free as well.
Bro, I really don't care.
What's the fair food you're going to get today, Steve Miggs?
I probably a giant-ass pretzel. Oh. I love their pretzels there. No
with
mustard.
No cheese. No mustard.
Elephant ears.
Elephant ears. That's a good one to go with.
This year they're made from real elephants, from what I understand.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 79 degrees. It's going to be a nice cloudy day.
Bro, I really don't care.
You should. They're endangered.
That's the Daily Miggs download, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 fact.
The Daily Miggs Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.